This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
What is America's future? Columnist Cal Thomas considers that question in his book, America's Expiration Date. The book came out years ago, but has a new preface and is more relevant today. He was on my program recently to talk about the fall of empires and the future of the United States. He begins with an observation by Sir John Glubb, who wrote The Fate of Empires and the Search for Survival. He noticed an interesting historical fact. The average age of the nation's or empire's greatness is only 250 years. Most nations lose their way in a relatively short amount of time. Using that ruler, Cal Thomas gives us a history lesson of the Persian Empire, the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, the Arab Empire, the Spanish Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the British Empire, and the Russian Empire. He concludes with the United States. Each empire fell for different reasons, but they are lessons for us today. Sometimes they fell because they became too prosperous and thus too apathetic. Sometimes they fell because the empire was overextended. Most had a period of decadence and decline. The Spanish Empire was so riven with conflict, they were never invaded because other countries saw nothing worth conquering. All of that brings him to this country. He said that whenever he hears the song God Bless America sung at baseball games and patriotic events, he asks himself, why should he? America doesn't seem to be doing much that would find favor in God's sight. We seem to be living in our own age of decadence. He does believe that there is still time to resurrect the republic, but the answer can't be found in politicians. Our future doesn't depend on the White House, but instead is dependent on what we do in our house. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.